You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I wanted to bring up the story I saw about Chris Smelly. You might remember him as a quarterback.
Chris Smelly?
Yeah,
I do remember that.
Real last name?
S-M-E-L-L-E-Y.
Oh, gotta change
that. Joned on a lot.
You gotta change
as a kid.
You can't be called.
Lots of joning and bullying.
You can't be
assuming.
Smelly.
Yeah, he played at South Carolina.
Okay.
Quarterback.
That is brutal.
He's 37 now, so he didn't play in the NFL.
Right.
But I saw this story and I thought about it because when I stayed at this resort in Puerto Rico called Palmas del Mar, you see all these signs everywhere about riptides.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
My
Terrifying.
Uncle warned me. He said, look, every year there are tourists that end up dying, drowning
at that
in certain spots. Not necessarily that particular spot, but he kind of gave me just the general, hey, you got to watch it in certain spots.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even actually go to the beach in those 3 days at the resort. We just hung at the pool.
Right.
But I saw those signs, and then I saw this story. So this guy goes on a fishing trip on his kayak. And
well, it sounds like a small vessel to take a fishing trip on.
Oh, this is the guy that was floating in the water for hours?
Yes.
That's
so
crazy.
He takes his kayak out off the coast of Grayton Beach, Florida at about 8:30 in the morning on Thursday to do some fishing. And then it was simply strong winds. And then he found himself 7 to 8 miles off the coast.
Oh, that's a long way in a kayak, man. That's no friggin' joke.
Mm.
Like, don't they tell you if you're standing on the shore and you look out to the horizon, that's about 8 miles where it drops off, right?
You could see Cuba.
Is it that far?
I think it's like roughly 8 miles. And that, trust me, that looks like forever.
Yeah.
He said he was in a big, heavy kayak. He said he got out there right off the shore, but the wind was whipping and a lot stronger than it was at the shore. And he said he was sitting up tall. He set up a big sail. He was giving it everything he could, but he said there was a long period of time where he was at the mercy of the wind.
Well, he's a
and luckily,
mega donkey.
His wife was worried because he was gone for several hours, and I guess she contacted the Coast Guard.
Right.
And he got rescued.
Wow. But he said, I just glanced at it. He said he didn't get nervous until one of the rescue flights, I guess, flew by him. Didn't see him at first.
Okay.
Oh, was that?
Yeah, like,
that
how can he signal them? Like, you're just a speck unless they're flying low enough. Like,
I don't know.
Here's his major mistake, in my opinion. Why are you going kayaking out in the ocean? Shouldn't you be, like, in a lake? Shouldn't you be, like,
in a bigger boat?
Well,
a bigger
some people. Boat.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, some people will do it literally, like, 100 yards off. Like, they're not that far.
Understood.
And then next thing you know, you're just drifting.
You're getting carried
you're
out to
sea. You're going against the current.
Yeah.
You're doomed.
That's a mega donk.
Did he not have a cell phone?
Cell phone, no life jacket.
You got to bring a cell phone.
You
and then
bring
when
a
you,
cell phone.
Then when you realize, hey, something's going on here, then you're calling 911 or you're calling Coast Guard or whatever.
Yeah. How does he have no cell phone? What a mega donk.
That was stupid.
He's the only guy in the country who doesn't have a cell phone.
Well, maybe you don't get wet. Get pummeled, by the way.
You know what?
Do you bring your cell phone in the ocean? On a kayak?
If I was on a boat
for emergencies,
by myself, I would bring a cell phone.
On a kayak, I'm bringing my cell phone in a Ziploc bag.
I'd probably have a Ziploc bag.
And a foghorn or something.
In case, but I'm too smart to go out on the ocean in a kayak, in a flimsy little kayak.
I would never go in a kayak on the ocean.
Never,
I'm
ever.
The worst kayaker ever.
I'm a terrible kayaker.
My family likes to do an annual kayak bit where we just light our money on fire for an hour and we go from like, you know, the dock of on the other side, Bayside or whatever, to, you know, some
secrets.
No, it's not secrets, but I'm talking about like in North Carolina.
Yeah.
It, you know, to just some, I don't know. Just some land.
It's a contained area.
Yeah, a little contained area, 1,000 yards away or whatever.
Right.
It takes me forever. Always finish in last place. I can't steer the damn thing. I hate it. It's miserable. It's the worst experience on earth, kayaking. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, and that's with no waves. No current.
Oh, there's a mild current.
Okay, it might be a little current. Like, you're like on a
one
river.
1 mile an hour. Right. And it's enough to make it exhausting.
Right. Imagine doing that with waves crashing.
No, are you kidding? I know if I got in a kayak in the ocean, I would die.
All of us would.
Well, what is this guy doing? I mean, that's just stupid.
He's actually pretty arrogant. When you look at the quotes, he mentioned them. He goes, "We're at the beach a lot, and I've done a lot of fishing, and I'm really comfortable in the ocean. I wouldn't say I was necessarily scared, but there were some times when, especially as the sun started going down, and I had seen the rescue helicopters fly over me pretty close by a few times, but they didn't see me, that I thought I was going to spend the night in the ocean." He's pretty casual about spending the night. To me, if darkness hits, you're done.
If you spend the night in the ocean, then 8 hours later, you're 50 miles
out. Yeah.
Or however much the current
is. And you have no sense where the coast is, right?
You're 100%
dead. You have
no
sense which way to go.
You know where to go. That's where you just give up.
Like, you have no way to know.
You're not paddling anywhere.
Yeah, you're just looking around like, oh, there's an ocean. Look around. Oh, there's more ocean.
You got to turn into, like, Columbus. I hope you find land.
Yeah, you just hope you hit land somehow.
There might be one big dead giveaway in the sky, which way the shore is.
What am I navigating by stars and the moon?
Can't tell which way the sun comes up.
Rises in the east.
I always get it confused.
I do get it mixed up. Rises in the east, sets
in the
west.
Yeah, okay,
that makes sense. But I'd be the worst mariner trying to figure things out by the stars and the constellations.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have a prayer.
And you're
not 8 miles away.
You're not paddling anywhere. You're cooked.
No.
We had a sail, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, he was asked about the cell phone. He said, "I was going to bring it in a Ziploc," and he said,
right.
Just decided not to. Stupid move.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Of course you bring
it in a Ziploc. I don't think he had a sail. He said, "My body was sitting up tall, and I was basically just a big sail."
Oh, I misread it. I thought he had some sort of a sail.
Who has a sail on a kayak?
If you had a sail, you might actually have a shot.
Maybe. He just said his body was acting as a sail.
Yeah.
Like. Guiding him further out to sea.
Yeah.
So he's safe. Everything's good now.
He made it.
Made it back. He won't do that again. He better not.
He'll definitely not do that again. Did he have no life jacket too? No life jacket.
He'll be life jacket.
Well, you know, life jacket is not going to do him much good.
That is.
He hit the lottery.
Supremely arrogant.
Is this what they call the kayak? This thing? It's in the picture. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big kayak.
That's like something you get at Dick's.
That's like a kayak on steroids. Because most kayaks are about as long as this table and maybe a little bit narrower than this table.
Oh, they have those. You can buy those.
This thing looks like those, you know, over at Rio and Gaithersburg, you can get off those little boats where you paddle with your feet.
Sure. Yeah.
Did they rescue Wilson, too?
Yeah, the volleyball floating out there.
I hope they got Wilson
Anytime I hear a story like this, it brings me automatically back to the guys who went out on a fishing trip. I think it was in Florida. This is probably 15 years ago. At least one ex-NFL player amongst the group. And remember their anchor got stuck and their boat capsized.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one guy survived.
One of them survived.
One survived. Everybody else just floated away. And then down to the bottom, just like a Drabs lookalike Leonardo in Titanic. Met the same thing.
I have told the story before, not to belabor it, but just to emphasize how bad I am at kayaking.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Backing. When I got my master's and I was doing an internship, a lot of people don't know this, I got a master's in education, didn't think I was going to work in radio, Thought I was just going to be a guidance counselor, coach basketball. That was my lot in life. I did an internship at Burley Manor Middle School in Howard County.
Mm-hmm.
We did a field trip to one of those camps, and I had a couple kids in my kayak, and we got stuck in the mud, and I had to get towed out. That's how bad I am at kayaking. I was a humiliated intern counselor who had to get towed to the pit. It literally, we were going a couple hundred yards.
Right. It's not great.
Deep was the lake.
It's not a great look.
Stuck in the mud.
Yeah. Just 5 feet. I don't know. I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
Yeah, it's not great. Are you looking for the best seat in the house or your office, maybe your home office too? It's time for you to ditch that beater chair. You know you have one, for a new one before you are riding the bench with a back injury. Nobody wants that. So look no further than PVI Office Furniture there in Frederick, Maryland. PVI has an enormous selection of furniture. Check it out today. Visit their showroom on Monroe Avenue in Frederick. At PVI, you can expect triple play service that's fast, affordable, and customer focused. Hit a home run with PVI. Visit PVIPVI.com. That's PVIPVI.com. Business grows with PVI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.